You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1pm with Gareth Topham, Andrew Mounds and Paddy Aspel in the studio. Good day racing to look forward to as well. A very good card at Newbury, which includes the Denman Chase, the Game Spirit Chase and the Betfair Hurdle. Good racing at Warwick as well, including the Kingmaker Novices Chase, racing at Utoxeter and Lingfield alongside that, and Wolverhampton in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Very well, thank you, Mark.
Good man. What have you been up to, James Anthony, for a while? Are you still studying away
exams, generally, for the next few months. So keep an eye on the racing still, and Cheltenham not too far away.
Yeah, just over a month to go until the Cheltenham Festival. We've got non-runner insurance here at William Hill as well. If you back a selection and it doesn't run, you get your money back. If it runs in a different race, then you get a free bet. So that's obviously very helpful with the anti-post markets. Is there anything on your shortlist at this point that you'd be keen to side with in an anti-post market for the festival?
I think, to be fair, Saturday's kind of the last trials day. Sunday, we've got Exeter meeting as well to look forward to at the weekend. But 4 weeks, it's a nice gap. Just give them one more run before Cheltenham, and I think you have a bit of a clearer picture there. Unfortunately, it's been a bit cloudy, the old picture, because of so many injuries to a lot of stars this year. It does mean we could have some very, very open races come March.
Mm. You've obviously spent a lot of time in different yards, various yards, and worked closely with your father as well. How hard is it to get these? Well, it sounds like a daft question, but it recently has emphasised how difficult it is
exactly to
even reach the target, let alone try and win one.
Especially jump racing. It's very, very hard to keep these horses sound, and that's where Paul Nicholls was a master, because Denman, Cato Star, they came back time and time again. And as we've seen recently, Kona Greaves, who keeps getting injured, and obviously the Willie Mullins stars this year, is having a bit of a bad run. But unfortunately, jump racing, every time we leave the ground, there's a risk of injury. And if you think about athletes, how hard they train to be at their peak, and they will pick up injuries all the time. And an athlete knows not to do anything stupid. And once you have a horse, you tell it, I need you to keep fit, don't mess about, and just be normal as such. A horse doesn't understand that. And it's very, very hard to keep these highly strung creatures in one piece. And a trainer that can get them to these big races time and time again is definitely a master. And that was what Paul Nicholls proved. But I think he said horses are a very, very good constitution, certainly helps. But Willie Mullins, just been unlucky this year. And it happens. And Rich Ritchie's still got plenty of nice horses to go to war with, but it's just certainly seen the unlucky side, I suppose, of jump racing this year.
Mm. Big weekend of racing coming up, as you've mentioned. We've got good racing at Newbury and Warwick on Saturday. Good stuff on Sunday as well, particularly over in Ireland at Leopardstown. There's four Grade Ones on their card. Could see a few more festival clues along the way. There's the Irish Gold Cup, and there's a very, very good juvenile hurdle, possibly the best we've seen anywhere.
Willie Mullins run a few against each other,
yeah,
in that contest, which will certainly give a bit of a pecking order, won't it? For the Irish juveniles anyway, as you head into Cheltenham.
Mm. So plenty to look forward to this weekend. We're going to focus on Saturday's action. We'll get James's thoughts in three races at Newbury and one at Warwick. We won't go through these in chronological order. We'll start with the race at Warwick and then we'll focus on Newbury on its own, if you like. The 240 at Warwick is the race we're focusing on there. That's the Kingmaker Novices Chase, a Grade 2 over 2 miles. Betting out on site as well already. Not Graffin is 5-2 at the top of the market. It's 11-4 Gino Trail. Overtown Express is 3-1. 4-1 2 Tafts. Flying Angel 9-1 and 40-1 for Chic Name. Should there be a real upset? What do you make of the race, James?
Yeah, a really interesting contest. Perhaps not quite the high grade necessary for a Grade 2. I think a lot of these are just below top class. To be honest, Violet Dancer won it last year, Verato Valtat the year before. But Gino Trail is a horse that's impressed me since switching to the Kerry Lee stable. Some solid efforts in defeat the last twice, including over courses behind Boovy there, two starts back. He comes out just top on official ratings for marker 145. Not Graffin is 144, so very little between them. Bridget Andrews doesn't claim, though. She normally claims £3. Obviously, that the female jockey's claim has been in the news recently, but riding in a graded race, Bridget Andrews doesn't claim. So that could just be a little bit key there for Not Graffin and Gina Trell. Paul Townend on Kerry Lee's runner. Assuming that he goes for this race, he is entered in the Game Spirit as well, Gino Trail. He's in the final stages, so I'd imagine he's probably going to go for the easier task at Warwick. But if he does, he's definitely the one to beat because this looks to be a winnable Grade 2 opportunity.
Gino Trail and the selection for James in the Kingmaker Novices Chase. Let's move on to Newbury then, focus on some real good racing there. First race we look at is the 225 at Newbury, the Denman Chase, a Grade 2 over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. Normally we'd expect a much bigger field than we've got this time round. Only three of them take their place in the lineup: Native River, Bristol Demine and Le Mercury in betting order there. It's 4-5 for Native River, Bristol Demine is 5-4 and 10-1 for Le Mercury. Smaller numbers, but some real nice horses there too that could have a big part to play in the Gold Cup in the shape of Native River and Bristol Demine.
Exactly, two high class horses, isn't it, to be honest, Mark? Shame we've only got three, but to be honest, most of the other horses around that could be running that race would just be making up the numbers, and Le Mercury is a decent horse in his own right. Yeah, he's a clear number three and realistically he's just picking up third prize. But Bristol Demine and Native River are probably the two that the handicappers are sneaking into the Gold Cup market. Obviously Thistlecrack getting beaten at Cheltenham certainly was a disappointing time for the Tizard team, and it certainly opens up the race again because Native River, who probably was clear number three out of the Tizard trio, I suppose, before King George Day, he certainly kind of crept into being near enough joint second, certainly, and perhaps not too far off Thistlecrack because he won the Welsh National very, very impressively. He's a grinder. He doesn't do anything quickly, but his stamina will certainly come to the fore. And the ground could be pretty sticky at Newbury tomorrow. It's obviously been a bit of frosty weather recently. It's not going to be ideal, but he certainly can certainly handle those kind of conditions. Concern would be Hennessy, Welsh National, big field handicaps. Three runners, effectively a match between him and Bristol Demine. It's going to be a very different kind of race, and maybe that will play in Bristol Demine's favour. He'll be the one that I'd probably just edge towards, a slightly bigger price. I think there's nothing between the two. I think a bigger field, I'd probably fancy Native River, but a smaller field, I'd just go with Bristol Demine. Not just Nova's horses are in absolutely cracking form. You could argue that his our team are slightly below par recently after a brilliant spell back in November, December. You could argue they're not quite in that kind of form. So very hard to split it. So I think the William Hill team have priced it up about right, but I'm just going to go with the value, as I think there's hardly anything between them. And Bristol Demine will be my selection in the Denman Chase.
Get 5-4 in the market. Interestingly, that's pretty much what Srantini McCoy was saying when I spoke to him earlier. You can find his
great minds think alike.
You can find his previews at williamhill.com. You can find them on the William Hill Twitter handle as well, at William Hill. He was saying if he was riding in the race, he'd like to be on Bristol Demine because he sees him as the main danger to Native River, and he'd purposely sit 4 or 5 lengths away from Native River all race.
Yep.
So Dickie Johnson has to do all the hard work out in front and then come with one effort at Native River, and he thinks that could be the way to get him beat in a small field race.
You've heard from the man himself, haven't you? I'm definitely not going to disagree with the champ on how he'd ride that race, but we're in agreement with a selection.
Yeah, something along those lines. Anyway, you can obviously watch the video previews, as I mentioned, at williamhill.com. Just click on the horse racing pages there. You'll find the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy. Let's move on to the 3 o'clock at Newbury next. This is the, what used to be the Game Spirit Chase. It's 2 miles in distance. We've got a field of 5 to go to post for this, and a lot of people, I expect, will see this as a match between Altior and Fox Norton, although a lot of people wouldn't even go that far, they'd say Altior's a good thing here. What do you make of it?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? We've got a bit of Thistlecrack syndrome. Novice chaser taking on a slightly more established. To be fair, Fox Norton is only a second season chaser. Obviously, he's running in the Arkle, etc. last year. Seems to an improved horse this year, winning it twice at Cheltenham, once for Neil Mulholland and the other time for his new trainer, Colin Tizard. Unfortunately, picked up a slight setback, which ruined him out at the Tingle Creek. And it's the first time we've seen him in a fair while, 90 days since he was last at the track. But giving £5 to Altior is not going to be easy because Altior is a very, very classy individual. Won the Supreme very impressively last year. He's taken to chasing brilliantly, to be honest. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. Electric at Sandown when he won on second start over fences. Job done last time out. He's a horse I really like. And just getting £5 from Fox Norton does make him hard to beat. For me, he's the only horse that could possibly challenge Duvan, but I'd imagine he'd be kept to the Arkle this year. And very interesting. His first time against a proper decent horse in Fox Norton. I think he will put him firmly in the shade. Fox Norton, I'd say, is a real decent horse. Colin Tizard may have improved him slightly, perhaps, but he will need to because He was always firmly put in his place when taking on the real best last year as a novice. So I think he has improved this year, but needs to improve again to beat Altior. Of the others, don't rule out Gary Moore's Traffic Fluid, who has always been highly regarded, hasn't run for a fair while. What's he been off the track for? 385 days. A lot of Gary Moore's two mile chasers hit setbacks. And this one is a decent type. So keep an eye on him. He's only 7 years old. He will not be that far away, I don't think. Dodging bullets, he seems to have gone on a little bit. And as you mentioned, Gino Trail, you'd imagine he'll be heading for the Kingmaker, which I've tipped him in that one.
Yeah, so Dan's second preference for Gino Trail. Market looks like this: 4-7 Altior, 5-2 Fox Norton, Trafford Fluidi 7-1, 33-1 Dodging Bullets, and 50-1 Gino Trail. You with Altior then?
I am with Altior. Yeah. A little bit boring, but I think he could be very, very good. And for me, he's the only horse I could ever see challenging Duvan.
But not this year.
I don't think Nicky's going to be brave, and especially the Arkle. It's opening up a little bit now, and I think it makes no sense, to be honest, to skip the Arkle. But you never know. Duvan, if he picked up an injury, you promote Altior straight up into the champion chase.
He's only a seven-year-old, of course, isn't he, as well, Altior? So there is time on his side to go Arkle this year, then champion chase next year.
There's no rush.
Yeah.
But as we know at racehorses, we never know exactly what's going to happen until on the day.
Final race we look at is the 3:35 at Newbury. This is the Betfair Hurdler Grade 3 handicap over 2 miles. Field of 16 set to go to post for this one, as competitive as you would imagine. Ballyandy 4-1 at the top of the market at this point. Klein is 5-1. It's 11-2 for Move with the Times. William H. Bonney is 8-1. 9-1 Songlight. Zubair 10-1. Bit of a nibble on weight for me, who's 14s into 12s. 12-1 as well for Vaynard, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. 4-1 the field, 16 runners, open race as you'd expect.
Open race, just disappointing. It's such a small field, to be fair. For £155,000 in prize money, this race should be filling up. It's shocking there's only 16 horses declared, and it's not a particularly classy renewal. Hargam, the top weight, he's been disappointing. He's only rated 146. So I'd say normally in recent years we would expect a higher class of animal in this contest, but still, it is very much competitive stuff. Ballyandy, arguably a shade disappointing, I think, over hurdles so far this year. Has yet to get off a mark, but he's only got 11-1. If he had made a winning hurdle campaign so far, he'd be a lot higher in the handicap, and he could just be taking time to get the hang of things, and he could be very, very well handicapped, because obviously highly touted. If he's going to be the superstar that Santos Davis think he is, he needs to be winning this kind of race off a marker 1-3-5. Market says it's about right though, isn't it, as he is our favourite. I'm going to go with Klein. He's an interesting runner, really progressive. He ran an absolute cracker when second last time out. He's very well handicapped. It is a slightly different task. It was a small field conditions race last time. Much bigger field handicap here. But only 16 runners is not quite as hard as it could have been. It could have been 24 and made life really difficult. So I'm going to stick with Klein. In a race which not that many stand out for this type of contest, Klein is the one for me.
Signing with Klein then, who is currently 5-1 in the market. Second favourite behind Ballyandy at the time of recording this. Ballyandy currently priced up at 4-1. As usual, James, a little bit of a quick summary, if you'll just spin us through your confirmation of selections then for Saturday.
Yeah, in the Kingmaker at Warwick at 2:40, we've gone for Gino Trail. After a cracking season for Kerry Lee, and I think he can win a nice grade 2. At Newbury, Denman Chase, I'm going to be green with AP McCoy. Bristol Demai is my one against Native River. Game Spirit, we are going to be a bit boring. Altior will get the job done for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Bonneville. And then finally, in the Betfair Hurdle, Klein is the one for me for Evan Williams and Adam Wedge.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
No problem.
There you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1 p.m. And it's Gareth Topham, Andrew Mounds and Paddy Aspel in the studio throughout the day. We've got good racing at Newbury and Warwick, as we mentioned there. There's jumping at Utoxeter as well, and all-weather racing on the Polytrack at Lingfield in the afternoon, and more all-weather action in the evening on the Tapestry at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.